Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Anne-Marie, you like art, don't you?
I do like art. I enjoy going to art museums once in a while and walking around.
Okay, I enjoy it as well. Today, though, we're not exactly talking about a painter, but more of an architect or someone who designed different spaces.
Yeah, we're going to learn about how his art transformed different spaces and the impact he made.
We're talking about the Spanish artist Antoni Gaudí, and this article is called Gaudí's Works and Life. Let's jump into it with our first reading.
Gaudí's Works and Life. A master artist transformed a city with his fantastic creations. Picture strolling through a park where benches curl like ocean waves, rooftops resemble dragon scales, and stairways seem to float. You can do that in Barcelona, Spain, as you explore the strange and spectacular world of Antoni Gaudí.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 stroll 这个动词，意思是散步、溜达。譬如 their favorite memory from their honeymoon was their leisurely stroll along the River Thames. 他们蜜月期间最喜欢的回忆是沿着泰晤士和悠闲漫步的时光。Stroll 当名词呢，也是指散步。Go for a stroll 是去散步的意思。比如 I was thinking of going for a stroll. Want to come? 我正想去散步，你想一起去吗？与 stroll 相关的名词有 stroller, 意思就是婴儿推车。比如 When they found out they were having twins, the excited couple went out and bought a double stroller. 这对夫妇得知怀了双胞胎时，兴奋地出去买了一辆双人婴儿推车。
Antoni Gaudí is an artist who is very celebrated in Spain. Let's talk about him.
We learn here that he was a master artist. We see that word master here, and we're talking about someone who is very skilled. Or if we used it as a noun, we would be talking about an expert at something after a lot of practice.
For example, she is a master cook who makes amazing dishes.
Here we're seeing this word master used as an adjective. We read, a master artist transformed a city with his fantastic creations.
Not just any creations, but fantastic ones. Something that is fantastic is really great or wonderful.
Let's use that word fantastic in a sentence. The concert was fantastic.
All right, so he had these fantastic creations.Picture strolling through a park where benches curl like ocean waves, rooftops resemble dragon scales, and stairways seem to float.
This sounds like a very magical picture in my mind. We see these benches have ocean waves, and these ocean waves are curling. If something curls, it means that it forms or moves in a curved or rolling shape.
Let's use that in another sentence. We can say her hair curled more than usual in the humidity.
So a curl could be a shape, or it could describe something like a hairstyle. Now, we read on here that you can do that in Barcelona, Spain, as you explore the strange and spectacular world of Antoni Gaudí.
Okay, so we say that this world or this space or area is very spectacular. Something that's spectacular is very impressive or amazing.
Yeah, different things could be considered spectacular. For example, fireworks. You could say the fireworks were spectacular.
Now, our description here is very interesting. We're almost describing the whole city of Barcelona as kind of like this artist's canvas. He designed so many things throughout the city that traveling through the city is like exploring a museum.
Yeah, I get the idea that in order to see these works of art, you don't go to a museum. You can just walk down the street to experience it yourself.
Right. It's always great to go to a new city and be able to walk around and explore, especially when it's this beautiful.
I would love to visit the city of Barcelona one day. And it sounds like this artist made it what it is. Let's learn more about him right now with our next reading.
Gaudí's works and life. Born in 1852 in Reus, a town in Catalonia, Gaudí experienced poor health as a child. Because he was frequently ill, he spent long periods observing plants, animals, and shapes in nature. Many art historians believe this close attention to the natural world later influenced the curved lines and building forms he used. They look natural, as if they grew rather than were built, and are a defining feature of his designs.
Frequently 这个副词意思是经常的、频繁的。譬如 ，Avery frequently got into trouble as a kid, but she was much better behaved as a teenager. Avery 小时候经常惹麻烦，但到了青少年时期，行为就好多了。相关的名词是 frequency， 意思是事件发生的频率。譬如 ，The frequency of earthquakes in the region.Means a very strict building code is enforced there. 该地区地震发生的频率很高，这表示当地实施非常严格的建筑法规。Frequency 呢，也指无线电信号的频率。比如 ，My favorite radio show broadcasts on a frequency of 88.5 FM. 我最喜欢的广播节目在 88.5 FM 频率播出。
Now that we know more about Gaudí's works in the city of Barcelona, let's talk more about him as a person.
All right, well, we find out here that he was born in 1852 in Reus, a town in Catalonia. Gaudí experienced poor health as a child, so it sounds like he was sick much of the time when he was a boy.
Yeah, now taking a step away from Gaudí,I want us to pay attention that he is from the area of Catalonia. This is part of the country of Spain, but it's very unique. They speak a different language than the rest of the country, not Spanish, and it feels very different.
Okay, is that because of the culture or because of the language?
Well, they would say that they are a different people group. They have a different culture, a different language, and different customs.
Okay, so Gaudí came from this area of Catalonia, and we found out here that he experienced poor health. Because he was frequently ill, he spent long periods observing plants, animals, and shapes in nature.
Okay, because he was ill. This goes back to the previous sentence. We said he did not have good health. When you're ill, you're sick and not healthy.
Here's an example. She felt ill after eating too much.
Okay, so he spent long periods observing things. When you observe something, you watch it carefully.
Some people are really good at observing details. And I think that that's probably what started to make him a wonderful artist. He noticed things in nature, like plants and animals. He observed them. He watched them carefully.
When I think of someone observing plants and animals closely, I think of a scientist doing research But it turns out an artist can do the same.
I guess so. Let's find out how Gaudí used this in his works, friends. Many art historians believe this close attention to the natural world later influenced the curved lines and building forms that he used. We learn here about a special profession, an art historian.
Okay, yes, an art historian, combining art and history. These are people who study the history of art.
Here's an example. Art historians study old paintings. So it sounds like these art historians are looking at the art that Gaudí produced and thinking about why it looks the way it does.
Okay, so these people, or they, these shapes, look natural as if they grew rather than were built.
Oh, this sounds like it really does look like things from nature if things look like they grew. We find out that these are a defining feature of his designs.
A defining feature. A defining feature of something is the main thing that makes something special and different from other things.
A lot of times, if something has a defining feature, when you mention that feature, it's automatically associated with that thing. Here's an example. The tower is a defining feature of the city. Probably when you see a photo of that tower, you automatically think of the city it's in.
Right. You could think of Paris, France. What tower is the defining feature?
The Eiffel Tower.
Of course, it is its defining feature.
Okay, so we see here that the defining feature of Gaudí's designs are these natural forms that look like they just grew rather than being built.
All right, we have more to say about Antoni Gaudí. But first, friends, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The hopeful word, eventually. Imagine planting a tiny seed in a pot on your windowsill. Day after day, you water it, talk to it, and wait, but nothing happens. Weeks pass, then months. You almost give up, but one sunny morning, a green sprout appears. That slow, sure moment when something finally happens after a long wait, that's eventually in real life. Eventually means after a long time or in the end, usually after delays, effort, or patience. It carries a positive feeling. Things do work out, just not right away. For example, after practicing every day, she eventually learned to ride her bike without training wheels. Here's another. The lost puppy wandered for hours, but eventually found its way home. Here are some other ways to say the same idea. In the end is casual and wraps up a story nicely. For example, we got lost in the mall, but in the end we found the food court. After all, emphasizes that something happened despite difficulties. For example, he was scared of heights, but after all, he climbed the tall ladder. Sooner or later means it will happen at some point. No escape. For example, if you keep studying, you'll understand the math sooner or later. Someday feels dreamy and far off. For example, someday I'll visit every country on my list. I once tried to grow a cactus from a small cut of a larger cactus. I waited forever, but eventually it sprouted the coolest little arms. Patience plus eventually makes the best stories. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Gaudí's works and life. Gaudí moved to Barcelona as a young man to study architecture and quickly became part of the city's artistic community. Unlike many architects of his time, he rejected straight lines and classical styles. Instead, He experimented with unusual shapes, colorful ceramic tiles, and interesting forms, all of which were inspired by nature and religion. His work eventually became a major part of the modernism movement in Catalonia, which is similar to Art Nouveau in the rest of Europe. Over time, his bold designs transformed Barcelona's skyline, attracting visitors from around the world and securing his place as one of the most original architects in history.
Architect 意思是建筑师, 例如, Antoni Gaudi was a visionary architect whose whimsical buildings can be found in several places in Barcelona, Spain. Antoni Gaudi 是一位富有远见的建筑师, 在西班牙巴塞隆纳可见到几处他那充满奇想的建筑。 Architect 字尾加上 U-R-E 就变成另一个名词, Architecture 意思是建筑, 建筑风格。 譬如, if you are interested in modern architecture, Dubai is full of extravagant and unique buildings to enjoy. 如果你对现代建筑有兴趣, 杜拜有许多华丽且独特的建筑值得欣赏。 与architect相关的形容词是 architectural, 意思是建筑的, 建筑上的。 例如, we were astonished by the breathtaking architectural details of the ancient cathedral. 我们被这座古老大教堂雄伟的建筑细节所震撼。 That's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
We learned a bit about Gaudi's inspiration, all these natural shapes from the natural world. Now let's talk about how his work got started.
All right, well, we already found out where he was born, and we found out that he was sick as a child. Now we learn a little bit more about his history. Gaudi moved to Barcelona as a young man to study architecture and quickly became part of the city's artistic community.
Okay, so he came to study architecture. Of course, this is very different from an artist who paints paintings. They design buildings.
Yes, and someone who does that is called an architect. We see that word here in the next sentence. Unlike many architects of his time, he rejected straight lines and classical styles. So it sounds like his work looked different than what was popular at the time.
It definitely sounds more artistic. We see instead, he experimented with unusual shapes, colorful ceramic tiles, and interesting forms.
There's a few things we need to talk about from the first part of this sentence, friends. First, let's talk about what experimented with means. This means that someone tried new ideas or new methods.
Let's use that in another sentence. She experimented with new colors in her new painting.
And what is Gaudi experimenting with? Well, unusual shapes, colorful ceramic tiles, and interesting forms. Garrett, what is a ceramic tile?
Okay, well, ceramic is something you make from clay. You then bake it until it's really hard. We have many things that are ceramic, from tiles all the way to bowls and plates that we use to eat.
Yeah, some ceramics can be made by hand, like for an example, a ceramic vase. We see what's being made here in our article, friends, a ceramic tile.
All right, so all of these things were inspired by nature and religion. He wasn't just coming up with these things out of nowhere. He had a lot of inspiration.
Yeah, he took inspiration from nature and religion. His work eventually became a major part of the modernism movement in Catalonia. We see that word eventually there, friends. It's one we need to talk about.
Eventually. This word means in the end or after some time. It's kind of like the word finally at times.
Let's use it in a sentence. He eventually finished the book. This example shows that maybe it took him a long time to finish the book, but eventually he did.
Yeah, so eventually his work became part of this art movement, and it is similar to Art Nouveau in the rest of Europe.
Art Nouveau is a style of art with flowing lines and plants.
Which does sound a lot like Gaudí's works. Here's another example. Art Nouveau designs are very decorative.
So we find out here that his art is very similar to this Art Nouveau that was popular in the rest of Europe at the time. And over time, his bold designs transformed Barcelona's skyline, attracting visitors from around the world and securing his place as one of the most original architects in history.
And we have one more word from this section to talk about. It's this word skyline. That's the outline of buildings in a city against the sky. Sometimes we describe each city as having a unique skyline. That's kind of like the set of tall buildings that are unique to that city.
Exactly. Let's use skyline in a sentence, friends. The city skyline looks beautiful at night.
All right, so his works did transform this Barcelona skyline. He was making big things that really transformed how the city looked.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see some photos of this, to see some of these beautiful designs. That's something you might want to do as well, friends. We are not done learning about him, though. We will learn more about him tomorrow. Right now, it's time for us to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看关系代名词非限定子句，它主要用来为前面的先行词提供额外资讯，像是这个句子 His work eventually became a major part of the modernism movement in Catalonia, which is similar to Art Nouveau in the rest of Europe. 这当中的先行词是 the modernism movement, which 所引导的非限定子句为额外资讯，即使移除也不影响主要子句的意思。另外 ,which 前面必须加逗号来看例句。Whenever Johnny gets into trouble, he turns to Sarah, who always helps him out. 当 Johnny 遇到麻烦的时候他就会去找 Sarah, 而 Sarah 也总会伸出援手。
Friends, we hope you've enjoyed learning about the life and art of Antoni Gaudí. Before we end our lesson today, let's take a moment to review some of the things we learned.
All right, we learned that Gaudí is an artist, but not a painter. He's an architect. He made a lot of things around the Catalonian city of Barcelona.
We found out that that is where he was born and where he grew up. And we did find out that because he was a very sickly or ill child, he spent a lot of time observing things in nature.
Both nature and religion inspired his future designs. He was able to really inspire these modernism movements in Spain right here and really transformed the skyline of the city.
We're going to learn more about him and his designs in our article tomorrow, so make sure that you come back and join us for that, friends. In the meantime, take a minute to read the rest of the article in your magazines so you can be ready to learn more with us tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.